and welcome to one of our series of three short podcasts, which we at Kingsley Napley are producing as part of our recognition of International Women's Day this year. During this podcast, we'll be focusing on parental leave and agile working, which in lots of ways really cuts to the chase in terms of the reasons why women could find themselves at a disadvantage compared to their male counterparts when it comes to career development. And that's because women, unlike men, have to carry and deliver the babies. There's obviously no getting away from this biological fact, but in 2019, we would hope that it needn't be the kiss of death for a woman's career. And so I'm joined by three guests today to discuss what progress has been made in this area and what work still needs to be done. So, hello.
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 If I could ask each of you to briefly introduce yourselves.
I'm Sybille Raphael, Head of Legal Advice at Working Families, the UK Work-Life Balance Charity. We provide free legal advice to parents and carers. We directly support employers who want to make our visions of family-friendly workplaces a reality. And we conduct groundbreaking research to support our campaigns for change.
Hello, my name is Poonam Sood. I'm a senior associate in our Clinical Negligence and Personal Injury Department here at Kingsley Napley. I work flexibly in that I'm part-time and work from home.
I'm James Havers. I lead our business engagement team here at Kingsley Napley, which means that I get involved in running projects and business change initiatives. And I'm here because I took advantage of shared parental leave last year, and I'm also an agile worker.
Great, thank you everyone. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today is shared parental leave, which James has just touched upon. And it does seem obvious that one of the kind of key reasons for it appears to be an overall lack of gender parity in senior roles in the workplace is because women tend to take prolonged periods of time away from work to have and bring up children, and men tend not to. I understand that in the UK, the option is available for men and women to share parental leave when they have a baby, but the uptake of this is incredibly low, and it seems likely that a lack of understanding as to the legislation could be a part of the problem. So, Sybille, perhaps you could enlighten us with a brief explanation as to what rights a male employee has in terms of sharing parental leave with a partner.
Shared parental leave is a right for parents which allows you to share leave with a partner and or to split up periods of leave. Your family might be able to use it if you're expecting a baby or if you're expecting a child to be placed for adoption with you and your partner, and at least one of you is employed. The right applies to mothers, fathers, married couple, civil partners and cohabiting partners, same or opposite sex. Both parents have to meet conditions about their employment and earnings. Self-employed parents or people who've recently started jobs won't be able to take shared parental leave or get shared parental pay themselves, but their partners might be able to.
So I think I was reading, Sybille, you probably know better than I will, that the uptake of taking shared parental leave for a man is incredibly low, something potentially as low as between 2 and 8% I was reading, which just seems quite shocking. What do you find, do you find that you get men kind of coming to you to ask for advice in terms of what their rights are or a lack of understanding around what their rights are?
Yes. I mean, if you fulfill the condition, shared parental leave is your right. And just like an employer cannot prevent a woman to go on maternity leave, your employer cannot refuse to let you go on shared parental leave. But yes, because it's new, it was introduced in 2015 and rather complicated, we very regularly have men calling us for advice as their employers are being rather difficult. What we also see is fathers starting to experience the fatherhood penalty that mothers have long suffered from. Some employers do not like to have to let their employees go on long periods of leave. It obviously means having to find a maternity paternity cover, and some parents going on shared parental leave face discrimination, just like maternity discrimination, for the usual insidious reasons. You're not seen as loyal, driven, career orientated if you're willing to take time off for your child, and this may affect your career. According to the government's own figures, the take-up of shared parental leave is only around 2%. There are inherent problems with the system. It's complicated. Not all parents can claim it. Crucially, the statutory pay rate is very low, and unless your employer tops up the pay, it's hard to leave on shared parental pay itself. It's currently only £145 per week. But even more worryingly, culturally, it's obviously still seen as groundbreaking or dangerous to take some leave to look after your child. But if all fathers start to take time off, employers will realise that men too can slip off on long periods of leaves, and hopefully they will learn to manage the risks that any employee, male or female, will take periods of parental leave. This ultimately is bound to help reduce sex discrimination. And it's not actually bad for business. On the contrary, it's good to welcome back these returners. They have had the chance to step back from their day-to-day job and take the longer view. They're far more loyal, they're happier, they're more productive.
Well, that's really interesting. And it sounds like despite all of these barriers and kind of issues that Sybil was just talking about, amazingly, James, you managed to successfully take shared parental leave last year. Can you just sort of give us a little bit of an explanation as to what sort of drove you to do that in the first place, what your experience was like of sort of asking for it?
Yeah, I guess I buck the trend quite a lot from what Sybil was just talking about, really, in that it was quite a smooth process for me. I mean, initially I knew about it, I was aware of it. I didn't know about any of the conditions around who was and who wasn't able to take it. My wife doesn't work, and she didn't work when she fell pregnant, so I had automatically assumed that she's got no maternity leave to share with me, so I'd ruled myself out. But having had a chat with our HR manager, I found out, well, they informed me that my wife may qualify for maternity allowance, and it turns out she did, which then meant that I had the opportunity to take shared parental leave, which was a bit of a no-brainer for me, given Kingsley Napoli offered up to 4 months off on full pay for me, which I found quite unbelievable, really.
So did you approach HR, or it was sort of more, it just came up more informally that somebody in HR sort of suggested that you might be?
So you have a structured chat with HR once they find out that you or your wife is pregnant, vice versa. And as part of that chat, they said, you know, have you looked into shared parental leave? And I said, well, my wife doesn't work, so I wouldn't qualify. And she said, not so sure about that. So looked into it and ended up applying. There were a couple of fleeting thoughts and concerns about whether career progression might be impacted, because this was sort of summertime. It coincided with our appraisal review, and I happened to have applied for promotion, actually, which was successful, so I didn't get penalised on that basis at all, which was great. And actually the process for applying was really smooth for me. I filled out one form, which HR gave to me, and they dealt with the rest, really.
Sounds very smooth sailing.
I know, I make it sound too easy, don't I?
Actually understand from HR that you were the first man at the firm to apply for shared parental leave, and it sounds like it was dealt with very smoothly and efficiently.
Yeah.
And that Poonam, you were the first person or first woman at the firm to also apply for shared parental leave. I understand that you and your partner shared leave as well. How was that process for you?
Yeah, me and my husband took shared parental leave in December 2016. So I was the first mother to be applying for it, and my husband was the first father to be applying it for it at his firm. It was complicated then because I was the first person applying and he was the first father to be applying for it. And it involved HR departments talking to each other, because even though my husband was taking part of my leave, it does have tax implications, so it does affect your own HR department, so they have to be involved. So it wasn't as smooth then, but I'm really pleased to hear from James that it actually, a year on, and it's moved on and people are getting better at the application process and it's being dealt with much more quickly and easily.
Yeah, and I suppose from both of you, can you explain briefly, or just let us know briefly, what you feel the real benefits are to you and your partners for taking advantage of shared parental leave?
Well, when we took shared parental leave, it was with our second child. It wasn't available when we had our first child. And for us, it was the opportunity for the first time to have a prolonged period of all four of us together at home, doing quite mundane things. But it wasn't about going on holiday for a few months. It was about just enjoying the everyday, and having that time together was invaluable, and we really enjoyed it.
Would you say the same, James?
Yeah, I don't know. It was our first child, so maybe a little bit less enjoyable in the initial few weeks. But I think that my wife would tell you, if she was sitting here, that it was really, really helpful to have an additional pair of hands around the house for those first few weeks in particular. I actually struggled a bit because I lost all my structure and what I was used to. So I was probably a bit of a pain to her sometimes. But but I have a much greater appreciation of what she deals with on a day-to-day basis and how difficult that actually is, rather than thinking that I don't know, she's swanning around the house, with occasionally feeding a baby or something. So yeah, I've got a much better understanding of how hard it is. And I think that definitely helps. And the fact that I could spend 2 months with my son at the beginning of his life was great. Like, I got to know him a lot better. He got to know me a lot better.
Yeah.
And I think that, as cliche as it may sound, we have a better relationship because of it.
Yeah.
Indeed, if I may add, there's research at the University of Manchester supported by Working Families that found that fathers were involved early on were more likely to be involved later on, even if the relationship with the mother broke down. And other research finds all sorts of positives: boosted cognitive development, better ability to form relationships, less likely to get involved in crime, and it lowers stress level in dads too, apparently.
And I think what's really helpful about, you know, Kingsley Napley's approach to it and us encouraging it is that we tell people about it, and then when you tell another mum in your mum's group that's what you're doing, they speak to their partners and it kind of snowballs, and it's great for other people to feel encouraged that it works,
yeah,
and to then apply for it at their own places of work.
Yeah, and helps remove that stigma, I suppose, a little bit about sort of men taking paternity leave. And I mean, I don't know, James, how did you find it returning to work? Were there kind of eyebrows raised at all, or was it a smooth sailing coming back into the office as it was going out?
No eyebrows raised. Well, not that I noticed anyway. No, I didn't really notice anything, really. It's like I'd taken an extra long holiday. It was a bit strange for me. I'd never spent that long away from a job since I started working life. So that was a bit odd. But once you get back into the swing of things, it's, you know, no difference at all that I've noticed. And I certainly feel a bit more loyal towards Kingsley Napley as a result of them allowing me that time. I mean, I took 2 months. I didn't take the full 4 months off, but that was still really greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and is that quite unusual, Sybil, from your experience of helping people who are in kind of a situation where it might be more difficult for them to take shared parental leave? Have you found that it's the case that employers are perhaps less flexible than it would seem that Kingsley Napley have been?
Certainly less generous. I mean, it's wonderful that your pay was topped up to, you know, full pay. And for 4 months, employers are only obliged to let you go on shared parental pay, which is £145 per week. So vastly different. And then, I mean, it's actually reimbursed by the government. So it's shared parental leave is like maternity leave. If you keep it to the statutory minimum, it's cost-free for employers. Actually, a lot of employers now do enhance maternity pay. It's not yet the case that they also enhance shared parental pay. And therefore, it's wonderful that Kingsley Napley does it. I think it's it shows how business savvy they are, and it pays, as James said. It makes for far more loyal employees.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not representative of my friendship group either, although I've had a really smooth experience. I've spoken to a lot of dads that are in the sort of situation that you've talked about, Sybil, that they are offered statutory, or they have to take their holiday, or, you know, it's just not looked upon favourably at all. So I count myself very fortunate.
So what seems to be becoming an increasingly more prominent part of everyone's working life, and is particularly important for those with a young family, is the topic of flexible working. Sybil, it might be helpful if, first of all, you could just explain to us what people's rights are in terms of requesting flexible working.
Any employee with 26 weeks of service with the same employer has a right to make a request to work flexibly. You don't have to be a parent or a carer. By flexible working, the government means altering the way you work. This includes changing your hours, either compressing them or changing to part-time or term time only, or working wholly or partly from home. And I understand that for Kingsley Napley, working from home is agile working. But it's not a right to get, it's a right to ask. Your employer should follow a process. They should consider your request. They can turn it down only by quoting one of the 8 business reasons, and they must conclude the whole thing within 3 months. But at the end of the day, you can't force them to give you the hours that you want, and even an employment tribunal can't force them to do so. It's a negotiation, and what is slightly depressing is that it's still viewed as an individualized issue, a favor, and mostly a favor for mothers. Whereas we think it needs to be widespread, it needs to be embedded, it needs to be gender neutral. So we're calling on the government to strengthen the right to request and to create a duty for employers to consider whether a job can be done flexibly, making that clear when advertising the post.
Poonam, I know you take advantage of Kingsley Napley's flexible working policy. Can you tell us a little bit about how you use it and what difference that makes to you and your home life and your parental duties?
Sure. When I came back from maternity leave, I didn't know what days I wanted to do. I didn't know how my life was going to change coming back to work with two small children. Mm-hmm. What was really helpful, when I came back from maternity leave, I could get a feel for what worked for me first. So I didn't change my hours. I didn't put in a flexible application straight away. I had to wait for which days at nursery I was given. I didn't know which days those would be. So ultimately, it took a few months, but I applied for and got part-time work, so that I work 9 days in 10, which took a long time for people to get their heads around. Mm. It basically means I work every other Monday and have a Monday at home. It also means that I applied for 1 day at home, so I work on Thursdays at home. Having both of those options means that I can drop off my children, I can pick them up from nursery, and it gives me that bit of extra time with them in the mornings and in the evenings, which I wouldn't otherwise have, having to commute from central London for over an hour back home.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find that process? I know you wanted to wait to work out what days you wanted and what would suit you, but when you actually made those applications to the firm, was that process kind of smooth, or was there a lot of negotiation about which days you could take off, or how did it work?
What's becoming increasingly common now is that people are making applications for flexible working, so that because I was applying to ask for 1 day from home, I had to ensure that it didn't coincide with too many other people mm-hmm. taking the same day,
so
that it wasn't an empty office on 1 day of the week. Having that flexibility means that I get more time with the family, which leads to me being more productive when I'm at work and happier at home.
James, I understand that you're quite heavily involved in the work the firm is doing to move towards being more agile working friendly and to help people take advantage of the flexibility offered at KN. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're doing at Kingsley Napley to make it easier for staff to work remotely and flexibly?
Yeah, sure. So we're doing a project around agile working at the moment. And what we mean by agile working is giving people the ability to work flexible times of day, locations, and that means inside the office as well as outside of the office. We're moving premises in the next couple of years, and we want those new premises to enable our staff to work in a different way from what they are at the moment, which is quite desk bound. So we've been running a number of consultations with representatives from all parts of the firm. We've had a survey that's gone out to everyone in the firm for their input to try and get their opinions on how we're going to design these new buildings. And a big part of that is the way we want people to work. So we're obviously going to need the technology to enable people to work at any time, in any location, really, in the same way, with all the same capabilities as if they were at their desks.
So it sounds like we're kind of, as a firm, moving in the right direction. And I think we'll sort of round up shortly, but I think the important point, although without being flippant about it, we can have these conversations about shared parental leave, managing a work home life balance, and they all sound quite kind of almost fluffy and sort of nice to haves, I think, to a lot of people's minds. But I think we really need to make the point, and Sybil, you've touched on this as well, that there's an important business case for making sure that people have access to flexible working and shared parental leave, and that it doesn't become a hindrance to career progression, because both Poonam and James have said that actually it makes you happier, it makes you potentially more loyal to the firm. And also, overall, if you speak to, as you're saying, your friendship group about this kind of thing, it ends up potentially attracting more talent and keeping staff here longer. So given the discussions we've had here today, it's quite clear that Kingsley Napley is doing quite a good job of leading the way in terms of the opportunities it gives its staff to take advantage of shared parental leave and agile working. But the fact that we're still having this conversation now, and the fact that there's still a need for charities like Sybil's at Working Families, shows that there is still a way to go with this. So whilst we can round up the conversation here today, I think it's clear that the discussion more generally perhaps isn't over just yet.